So you don't want to go to Hoboken, New Jersey, or to Fairfax, Virginia, to be studying the bat-human interface that might lead to an outbreak. So you go to China.
Are you concerned at all about how it happened that the gain-of-function ban was lifted during the Trump administration?
This is Mike Pompeo again.
That Anthony Fauci was able to do this without anyone knowing?
Well, I don't know for sure who all was involved in that decision-making process. I can say this much. When we look back and figure out how that decision was made, I hope that all of those parties were able to come to the table, express their viewpoints, their concerns, so that we had not only a decision, but an informed decision that was made. I've seen very little evidence to date that there was a broad-based information exchange before the decision was made by Dr. Fauci to lift that ban on gain-of-function research.
Okay, so let's talk about this. A lot of this happened on Pompeo's watch, again, including funding and everything else, and oversight, Secretary of State, Department of Defense, Central Intelligence Agency, etc. So it's incredible, really. And we have to point this stuff out because Sky News is not doing it. They are not doing it. They are not saying, hey, wait a second. This was on your watch, Chief. What? And your purse strings as well. Of course, they don't talk about that. And we'll, you know, perhaps lay it all out here in a minute. We'll see how this goes. But it's there are gaping holes in this reporting. Gaping holes. And you see, this is what happens when folks don't have all the facts. It's one-sided. It was the Chinese. The Chinese are responsible. Really? Really? Just like we said in March 2020. Not 2021, 2020. See, this is the difference between people who want to tell you the truth and people who want to protect their brand and make money, etc. We told you in March 2020. Flat out, that the U.S. had a hand in this, that the U.S. was responsible for this. And guess what's coming out?
Mr. President Anthony Fauci, did he ever once mention to you that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was genetically manipulating coronaviruses?
Well, no, he didn't. And you know, Anthony's been in government for many, many years. He's a bureaucratic kind of a guy, a very great promoter. I give him an A-plus as a promoter and probably a C or a D as a doctor.
We now know from emails that have been...
If you gave him a C or D as a doctor, why didn't you fire him? Well, we know why.
...released under the Freedom of Information Act, that he was getting his advice from the likes of Peter Daszak, a Wuhan collaborator. At the same time, he was telling you that this was a natural virus, while at the same time, behind the scenes in emails, he was having discussions about whether this might have been genetically manipulated. Does that shock you?
Well, he was dealing with them, certainly, and my thing was a little bit different. I just wanted to stop it. Whether it developed one way or the other, I just wanted to stop it.
But it's important to know where it came from. It's extremely important to know how it developed.
Fauci was dealing with them, and I guess they were even making payments for certain kinds of research. And I ended that, too. I stopped that. When we found out about that, he was doing that during the Obama years. And when I found out about it, I said, can you imagine that the United States is making payments to a Chinese lab? So just that on its face didn't make sense, but I stopped that.
The Obama administration...
Important to note here, he didn't stop it. He tried to stop it. They stopped initial payments to EcoHealth Alliance in the early summer of 2020. Guess what happened? In August of 2020, after all the bad publicity, after Trump came out and all this publicity happened, at the NIH, Dr. Francis Collins, Mr. Puff the Magic Dragon with his guitar, and Fauci, not only resumed payments to EcoHealth Alliance and Peter Daszak, as we've reported on here, on Hotwire, etc., not only resumed payments, they doubled them from the National Institute of Health. And that was just a small portion. We talk about, and the media loves to talk about $3 million from Fauci that went to Peter Daszak. Well, it was over seven. The original contract was $3 million, 3.1, etc., that Trump put the brakes on. But by the time he pumped the brakes, that was largely paid out. And what happened is these guys came back, whether it was behind Trump's back or not, but it was still on the watch of Pompeo and friends. They doubled down and said, fuck this, we're paying this guy more. Now, at the same time, other bodies in the federal government, this federal government, the United States federal government, had paid either directly or indirectly EcoHealth Alliance over $120 million additional dollars. $120 million. What is he talking about? They stopped it. They didn't stop it. Why doesn't anybody want to talk about the $120 million? From USAID under the umbrella of the State Department. That's Pompeo. That's Hillary Clinton. Tillerson. John Kerry. It goes, I mean, on and on and on.
Did hit pause on gain-of-function research, though, and that was lifted under your watch. Why did you allow the gain-of-function research to continue?
Well, I think probably people that worked for me looked at it, and at one point they might have done that, but ultimately what we did was we shut it off. We shut the whole thing off, and we stopped making payments that were approved much earlier than our administration.
Again, that's untrue. That's untrue. They doubled down. Daszak got paid more. They ignored it all behind the scenes. Now it's come out. I mean, I guess it's come out. We've talked about it to our folks, but I haven't seen much about it in the public.
Do you regret now not paying closer attention? I mean, this gain-of-function research is extremely risky, you know, banned under the Obama administration and then kick-started in 2017 under your watch.
Yeah, no, I think we've done an incredible job between the vaccine and between all of the Operation Warp Speed. I think we did a great job, and people are now starting to see what a great job we did.
What is he talking about? Only a cultist would agree with that. I mean, a great job. What? This country is in massive turmoil. And again, he takes the opportunity to sell the vaccine again. A great vaccine. Yeah. You can't even. A great job. They did a great job, really? Why don't you just remove the cancer? Fauci, remove him from office. Why has Daszak not been indicted? Etc. These are questions you have to ask yourself. Step outside the box.
While writing my book, I discovered a crucial piece of the COVID-19 puzzle. Cybersecurity analysts at Internet 2.0 recovered Chinese government data that had been virtually wiped from the web. It showed there was a buy-up of PCR equipment used to test for coronaviruses in Wuhan in 2019. The next month, one of those machines went to the Wuhan Institute. Is this something you're aware of, that they bought a PCR machine in November 2019?
I wouldn't be able to comment on that.
This is Ratcliffe, former congressman, ODNI director, former ODNI director.
How significant would this purchase be?
Would be significant.
Is it a smoking gun?
Ultimately, I don't think there's ever going to be one specific smoking gun. I think there's more than just smoke here. I think there's fire from a whole bunch of different sources. I think that would be another compelling piece of evidence if you need more. I don't need more.
Why can't John Ratcliffe comment on it? Everything's a fucking secret, right? They can't comment on anything that makes this look like the scheme that it is. that it's not just the Chinese. You notice that? Anything that would incriminate the United States, I can't comment on. It's classified, etc. You don't need to be a genius to figure out what happened here. Just as we said in March 2020, after chasing scoundrels for 30 years, you understand these things before, so-called, before they happen, so to speak.
Ultimately, I don't think there's ever going to be one specific smoking gun. I think there's more than just smoke here. I think there's fire from a whole bunch of different sources. I think that would be another compelling piece of evidence if you need more. I don't need more.
We need more. Why don't you just tell us the fucking truth? No. Forget about that. They'll keep this charade going as long as they can.
Mr. President, I just want to ask you about this idea that the Wuhan Institute of Virology has strong ties to the Chinese military and was working on secret projects with the Chinese military. Do you think SARS-CoV-2 was developed as a bioweapon?
So, I'd like to think it wasn't, and I'll probably have to leave it at that.
See what you say? This is where you read between the lines. This is if you're reading body language and you're listening to linguistics, etc., as somebody who's been around interrogations and stuff, you'd go back and say, whoa, wait a minute, let's double back, right? She doesn't do that, okay, for good reason. She's talking to the president of the United States, former president of the United States, so she's not going to try to box him. I don't know why. You got him. You got him on the seat. Why not try to box him in? She gives him an out, but it's very telling what he says. Very telling. He's telling you he can't tell you, which tells you what you need to know.
Bioweapon?
So, I'd like to think it wasn't, and I'll probably have to leave it at that because I want to give the benefit of a doubt, and China was also affected by it, so I really don't think it was, but nobody can really know for sure, and certainly now most of that evidence is gone, and it's going to be very hard to find out.
You can't tell me they don't know what happened. It's, we knew what happened in March 2020 based on our folks on the ground. They don't know what happened. I run a little podcast. Yeah, we have great sources, but are you saying our sources are better than the president of the United States? Come on, man. I mean, seriously, this is where they have a hard time with credibility.
That evidence was the viral database, which was taken offline by the Institute. There's also early samples that were destroyed and the people who disappeared. But what is very evident is the lab's close ties to the Chinese military.
It's definitely possible that the Chinese have been working on a bioweapon. Their labs affiliated with the PLA have been working on coronaviruses as either a bioweapon or as a defense against a potential bioweapon. And they've, you know, published papers in China about both aspects, saying that, oh, we can weaponize coronaviruses. That actually would make a good bioweapon. And also they published papers and said we have to be prepared for a potential, you know, released bioweapon. Whether this precise, you know, virus is the result of a bioweapons program, I highly doubt it, but I could not rule it out.
Nor is David Asher ruling it out. In fact, the former COVID-19 investigator believes something went badly wrong inside the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
My concern was that the Chinese were doing research in, as we learned later, quite uncontrolled circumstances that was most definitely related to biological warfare ambitions in the future, and that they had had an accident of a secretive program that they never wanted anyone to know about because it was a weapon, and the weapon had gotten released errantly. I mean, it was like someone dropping a nuclear weapon out the back of a B-52 and bombing some city and saying, whoops, we didn't mean for that to occur.
So does that sound like a lab leak to you, what you just said?
Do you think this was an accidental or deliberate release of COVID-19 from China?
So I think it was probably an accident. I don't think it was on purpose. If it was, that's essentially war. I don't think it was on purpose. I think it was incompetence. Scientists walked out and had lunch outside in a park or something with the girlfriend, and he had it and she had it.
Was that patient zero, that scientist from the...
I'm going to play that again. And then we're going to talk about a little analysis of it. Yes, he just said that.
An accident. I don't think it was on purpose. If it was, that's essentially war. I don't think it was on purpose. I think it was incompetence. Scientists walked out and had lunch outside in a park or something with the girlfriend, and he had it and she had it.
Was that patient zero?
Now that's 180 from the intelligence we had in early 2020 from our folks who knew exactly what they talked about when he was debriefed on the situation in China. That was never a discussion, what he just said. So that's his story has evolved since then. Does that sound plausible to you? A guy walked out and had lunch and spread it from there.
That scientist from the lab?
I don't know if it's patient zero or patient something else, but that's one theory.
Do you know how he was infected?
I think that it was incompetence. I think that it escaped from the lab through incompetence. And they've also had some safety problems, as you know, at that lab.
Has the United States spoken to defectors who worked in...
If it's incompetence, why is the information classified? Why wouldn't they just tell us what happened? Tell us the so-called classified intelligence. Declassify it. What did $100+ million of U.S. money? That's just one contractor, EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak. That's one NIH contractor. How many contractors? 65 programs. That's one groundbreaking thing from the Sky News report. 65 programs, Fauci funded in Wuhan. Research. Who were the other contractors? What was done? How much was spent? What did America get for their money? What did these Dr. Frankensteins like Fauci get for their money from Chinese researchers with links and labs linked to the Chinese military? And we're going to sit here and believe that this was some kind of a leak? It was an accident. Okay. That happened to align with the top CEOs in the country resigning months beforehand. Simulations, they called for exactly the same scenarios. It just fell all in line together, huh?
The lab who blew the whistle on what happened.
I really can't talk about that. Yeah, I cannot talk about that. I won't be really allowed to talk, nor would I want to.
Let's go back with what he was asked there. I kind of jumbled it up. I'll shut my yap.
From the lab, through incompetence. And they've also had some safety problems, as you know, at that lab.
Has the United States spoken to defectors who worked in the lab, who blew the whistle on what happened?
I really can't talk about that. Yeah, I cannot talk about that. I won't be really allowed to talk, nor would I want to.
If you thought the president of the United States was the most powerful person in the world, there's more definitive proof of what we said. He is not. Or in the future, perhaps, she is not. She's not allowed to talk about it. By who? Your overlords won't let you talk about it?
Few people in our nation's history have been more challenged or found a time more challenging or difficult than the time we're in now. Once in a century virus that silently stalks the country.
Almost 4 months after becoming president, Joe Biden ordered a probe into the origins of COVID-19. The results, inconclusive. The report found two causes plausible. Either it came from a lab or an infected animal. Is there still major intelligence that goes to proving the virus came out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology that's still not in the public domain?
This is John Ratcliffe again.
Yes, there's compelling intelligence that hasn't been declassified. When you declassify intelligence, you risked, you know, the potential human sources or signals intelligence where your eyes and ears into their actions are coming from. And so we put out as much as we felt we could safely do at the time. But I think the time has come for the Biden administration to declassify additional information that would, again, more evidence if you need it, that Chinese Communist Party officials acted badly, bullied international officials, covered up intelligence and reporting on this. There is more intelligence out there, and I'd like to see it declassified because it'll create additional pressure, not just on Chinese Communist Party officials, but others that still continue to deny that China is a bad actor here.
Yeah, Ratcliffe, the consummate politician, passed the buck to the Biden administration when he could have done and pressed for the same exact thing when he was running the show, except in the process, you would be exposing your own government. Most likely, number one. Number two, it's always important to protect these phantom intelligence sources at the expense of millions of people who are sick now and folks who have died worldwide. You talk about the greater good, right? What about the greater good? What about the fact that Ratcliffe and Pompeo and the intelligence community knew about this stuff for months, never said a fucking word that there was a pandemic unleashed in China, unleashed on the world. That's what you'll find when the information is declassified, that they sat on this. Why would they sit on it? If it was organic, you tell people about it. Hey, there's danger coming. We have intelligence. There's problems. If you're not in on it, that is, if you're in on it, you keep your mouth shut.
We had an opportunity in January 2020 to eradicate this virus out of the whole human population. And that's really sad because, you know, in 50 years' time, our children's children...
This is Professor Nikolai Petrovsky again.
You know, might one day look back and say, why didn't anyone stop this virus when you had the opportunity in that first few weeks?
Of course, what first few weeks? He's talking about January 2020 by then. It's 4 or 5 months old. See, if you really wanted to stop it, you would try to stop it 4 or 5 months before. Professor Petrovsky mentions January 2020. It's already 3, 4 months old. Maybe older. And we reported that right on this podcast.
From his lab in Australia, Nikolai Petrovsky is developing a vaccine that's in phase 3 clinical trials. But he fears that COVID-19 may become a way of life.
So viruses are opportunists. They find themselves in this wonderful new host, of which there's billions. And it's learning as it goes. It started as an exquisite human pathogen. If we look now at strains like the Delta strain, you know, it's going from bad to worse. I mean, and this is what happens when you have something that is already the perfect human pathogen. It won't stop there because it's already, you know, has its foot in the door. And it can only get better over time. And that's what we're seeing. And that's why, you know, it's been so scary.
Is this what the future looks like?
If this virus is allowed to spread and disseminate, it's going to learn more tricks. It's going to become more infectious because that's the way viruses travel. They're opportunists. And it's going to reach a point where we'll never actually free ourselves because it's found we're such a wonderful host species, it doesn't ever want to leave.
How do you think this global pandemic, this crisis of a potential laboratory leak could impact on Chinese leadership?
Well, my view is that the implications of this...
This is former MI6 director again.
...for the PRC leadership are severe. There will be factions who are hugely dissatisfied with what has happened, with the way that Chinese reputation is damaged, the way that, you know, China now becomes something akin to an international pariah. So I think the consequences of this will be severe politically in China over the next 4 or 5 years. Watch this space. Something will give, something will happen. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if it brings Xi Jinping down, or at least there isn't a contest around his concept of leadership.
It's been 2 years, nothing's happened since. Right. Again, I told you, if you don't make things uncomfortable, there won't be any change. Nobody in the U.S. is going to make things uncomfortable for China. Trump didn't. Biden's not going to do it. Trump said, oh, it's a mistake. People in China were affected, too. Also, let's cut him a break. Right. But if it's real, it's war. Well, his feeling in March 2020 was exactly that, that it was war. But since then, of course, total 180. Just like he's done a 180 in just about everything since then.
And as for two of the most senior members of the Trump administration, they are in no doubt about what really happened in Wuhan.
Well, listen, the people that had the most access to...
John Ratcliffe again.
...most intelligence are telling you that the most likely origin of COVID-19, of the Wuhan virus, was what happened, was a lab leak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. This is really most likely what happened, and it's more than just a possibility. It's certainly a probability, and it's probably a certainty. Yeah.
If that's actually what happened, wouldn't that be classified? You have to think outside the box here. He's telling you, if that happened, based on the evidence, he says, that would be classified information. He wouldn't be able to tell you that. Which means it's not what happened.
The other thing that the cover-up tells you is the absolute absence of humanity.
This is Mike Pompeo, the guy who's paid Peter Daszak, help pay him over $120 million to conduct this research. He's suddenly concerned with humanity.
Of these leaders, they are willing to allow people to die. They don't care about human life. They don't value them the way that people in the West, in the United States and Australia do. They are prepared to let millions of people die if that's what it takes to protect their regime.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, except the U.S. leaders and the ones who were interviewed for this, they don't get a free pass. They're part of that group. How many millions are there already dead? And how many millions are going to be dead by the time the smoke clears? Just on the foreseeable future, forget about the long term here. Did you believe any of this stuff? I mean... So many holes in this. It's ridiculous. You know, in the beginning of it, I didn't even play it because it's just sensational. Trump says that the bodies were piled up outside the Wuhan lab. Bodies were piled up. So that's an indication that there was a lab leak based on his intelligence. If that was true, he's never come out before, right? I'd like to see some proof the bodies were piled up. That doesn't mean that this wasn't cut loose on purpose. I think it gives more credence to the fact that it was cut loose on purpose. The bodies piled up. If there was a lab leak, you would tell people, get the hell out. And conceivably, the collateral damage would be minimized, right? If you cut it loose on purpose, like a bioweapon, people just start dropping. That's just a little tidbit. I didn't want to put it there because it's, you know, breaking news. And Trump saying the bodies piled up. Well, how many bodies have piled up since then? And how many bodies will continue to pile up based on one lie after another? And while there are parts of the Sky News series that deserve applause, there's certainly other parts, just like all the other reporting, that leave a lot to be considered. Questions. Of course, we understand big media. We understand that you can't put a lot of these things out there because they're too thought-provoking.